Another podcast episode, another week, another apology. I would like to apologize for what went down last week on the episode. I'm still feeling really weird about it. It was unfortunate. So I apologize.
Women, they bring something to a man.
I didn't say women didn't bring value. I just said that men should be the leaders of the relationship.
But women also lead in certain areas better
than there can't be two leaders. No. You cannot have two leaders. Like a house divided upon itself stands. Yeah. A company doesn't have two CEOs.
No, they do not.
Okay. And I think modern women nowadays, they have like this insecurity. What do you mean? Like, I'm not number one. Like, I need to have like that equality with the man. Quality's
no,
not.
Okay. And so I just hearing it just makes me cringe. So sorry about that. Welcome to the Minefield. Hello, Tation Nation, a.k.a. Meditation Nation. We are a podcast that hunts cryptids, we hunt aliens, and then we debunk those sightings. The podcast has its roots in mindful meditation. We continue to do that, and we've got some of that coming up at the end of today's episode. We also have dipped our toe into the true crime world. Welcome to episode 75. It's our Diamond Jubilee. You better believe it. And man, I was doing some box breathing on the flight to Grand Rapids, Michigan this week. And if you listen to the podcast, you know that that's our 2 or 3 second inhale hold across, exhale for 3 seconds, down, hold for 3 seconds, back across, right back to where we started, and inhale for 3 seconds, hold for 3 seconds. I was doing it on the plane. We hit some turbulence. We're back out on the road again, and I'm fighting a lifelong battle with vertigo, and probably not official vertigo, but what I would call car sickness. And before we start, I don't even want to get too far before we start. Let's pay some bills real quick. So that is, let's start with, actually, you know what we could do with these? William, yeah. I have your, that's cash for you. And Bill Shortridge, do you want to just do Venmo for the rest of the Zuzu Trooper? Okay. All right, Bill, you're all set. Hey. Let me give you this, and that's got a QR code on there, and if you send me the invoice, I'll pay you as soon as I can. Thanks, Billy. Okay. All right, got some bills paid, and that is very important because it keeps the podcast going. Now, a quick warning, this next section of the podcast is about cryptids. It's about hunting UFOs and restaurant reviews, and later we're going to do a fun little meditation, a fun little experience, an alien meditation, where we're going to ask an ancient alien questions about life. So let's hear a little bit of the meditation coming up. Here it is.
Continue breathing deeply, keeping your stomach relaxed. Turn your face toward the light and ask your question. You will be given an answer.
So I've been in therapy for about 55 years now. I've tried hundreds of medications. When can I just be who I'm gonna be? When can I just be me? Is that possible?
I hear your question.
The life that you want at any moment, all you have to do is look at that's not me.
What?
Are you hearing something?
I hear like a phone.
That's not me.
That's me. That is me. That is me. My bad. I'm sorry. So yeah, that's just a little glimpse of what we've got coming up later in the podcast. Let's jump to cryptids. Let's jump to Greenville, Michigan, and get back to business.
Don't forget, The Minefield is also a UFO podcast. So, here's some UFO stuff.
We were on the road. We flew into Grand Rapids, drove up to Greenville. We're there for a few reasons. We're looking for cryptids. We're looking for UFOs. We're looking for Sasquatch. We're looking for Yeti in that area of the world, possibly. But we're also checking out some of the local restaurants. Are there cryptids in the Danish apple orchards of Greenville, Michigan? Well, that's what we were there to find out. But you can't do that on an empty stomach, so we started by having lunch and about six or seven beers at Old Winter Inn on Lafayette Street.
Okay.
Are there cryptids in the apple orchards of Greenville, Michigan? Well, that's what we're here to find out. But you can't do that on an empty stomach. And while we're on the road all the time for the podcast, hunting and debunking aliens and Bigfoots.
Cut.
We're on the road all the time for the podcast, hunting and debunking everything we find. And checking out some local restaurants is always really fun. It's become something that our fans have really latched onto when it comes to our podcast. We've become known for our meditation and for our restaurant reviews. So let's have a little fun with it. When I go out to these local restaurants, I should mention I try to order as much food as possible so that my review can just be really informative. And let's start with the Old Winter Inn. Hilarious waitress. Very, very funny. Sweaty place. The table was sweaty. Huge, huge tables. No wait. We walked in, ordered just a couple of olive burgers, which were seemingly on every menu we looked at in Greenville, Michigan this week. It was kind of cool. I had never come across the olive burger, and then I was dodging them all weekend. But we actually had a couple of them, and they were good. And Old Winter Inn was great, and it has its awesome setting. And you can actually still rent a room upstairs. So it's actually still an inn, not just a funny name. Cute t-shirts, but yeah, they've got some great memorabilia on the wall. So what really brought us to Greenville? I mean, there's a history of UFO sightings, yes. There is no history of Bigfoot sightings. And I thought maybe in the orchards, in the apple orchards. Funny thing is, a buddy of mine was getting married in that town at the time. So, I was Bigfoot UFO hunting, debunking, popped over to the wedding, perfect timing. What's the history, though, of UFO sightings? Well, let's look at New Fork. Let's look at the Mutual UFO Network. We've got a sighting here from Monday, July 3rd, 2017. Duration, 5+ minutes. Original sources from New Fork. Here are the notes.
Greenville, Michigan. High up. Appeared to be moving south. Larger and lower than a star. Bright orange in color. Thought it was a plane on fire. When I saw it, I don't know how long it had been there before I noticed it. Period.
Or how about this one? This is a sighting from January 2019. It was reported a whole year later to MUFON.
12 helicopters, I counted, in rows of three in Greenville, Michigan, following under a black floating triangle, three rows of helicopters. I was at my friend's house near a lake. We heard rumbling, and it was a bunch of helicopters, and I went to get him, and when I got him and came back, the triangle was gone, presumably above the clouds. I'm only 14, but I swear to God this happened, and it freaked me out. The next day I asked my mom, and she said that there was helicopters that had flown over our house, too. So I looked up Army exercises in Greenville, and there were none, and I identified the helicopters as Black Hawks.
Interesting. Got me thinking. Who saw this? Who wrote this sighting up for New Fork? Were they one of the locals that I was rubbing elbows with at Margot's Family Restaurant on Lafayette Street? Fantastic restaurant. best restaurant experience we had on the trip. We ended up sitting with another family who was there visiting. Every table was full. Everyone knew each other. A lot of locals. Big wait staff. Big staff in the back washing dishes, making plates, and plates are coming out. I mean, it took a little while because it was packed, but it was awesome. Burgers, patty melts, fries. Up there, they say deluxe, and deluxe is underneath every hamburger or like patty melt or, it's lettuce and tomato, onion, and sometimes mayo. And it's just sort of it's assumed that you'll know that if it says deluxe. The other thing, like I mentioned earlier, was the propensity for olive burgers on menus up there. Incredible. Like, we had never come across one in the South ever. And every place we went in Greenville had olive burgers. It's like a sign. So Margot's restaurant, fantastic, worth a stop. Their breakfast also looked really, really good. We wanted to go back the next day. We had an uncooperative Lyft driver. We had to just book it to the airport in Grand Rapids to fly back and put the podcast together. I will say, I think that I debunked all of the Bigfoot sightings in the area, even though I didn't have any Bigfoot sightings in the area. The guys, the militia guys who live up there, the governor kidnapping kind of guys, they look a lot like Sasquatch. And it's not an exaggeration to say that we saw those guys everywhere. QAnon flag, and you know, a truck bed with four flags in it. Complicated ones too. Like one just jet black flag. An American flag with Trump painted on top of it, but it's a really detailed painting, so it kind of like drew your eye. There's a homemade QAnon sign, and then another sign. So, I mean, this flag, I mean, this was, it was an interesting place to be up in Greenville, Michigan. But I think if you want to get into debunking Bigfoot sightings in Michigan, if you can get within earshot of the Sasquatch, ask them where they were on January 6th. Just a question. Just an idea. Finishing today with a short meditation and UFO abduction. Find a peaceful place, physically calming yourself.
And while you're getting ready, be sure to go ahead and silence your phone. Just don't want to have that interrupting us. Please just go ahead and silence it, or maybe even turn it off. Thank you.
On the way. Have you found a spot? See if you can find access to the open sky. In fact, go where you have access to open sky. A place where you can commune with UFO. Relax your jaw. Unclench it. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and then slowly exhale through your nose. You see a light in the sky. It comes closer and closer, slowly coming closer to you, until you can see the side of the craft. And it's lit up like a projector. A figure's face is being projected onto the side of the craft. It's a humanoid face. We can barely make out anything but two eyes and some sort of mouth. The words,
"Ask me a question,"
appear in your head. The words just appear there. You hear it too.
Ask me a question.
So you think quietly, breathing deep still. Keep your stomach soft. Slow inhale and hold. Exhale and then hold. The eyes projected onto the alien craft are staring directly at you right now. Ask me a question.
Okay, fine.
When will I know that enough is enough in terms of self-improvement? Like, when can I just start living as an imperfect person and not a work in progress? Like, I've been in therapy for 56 or 57 years. I've tried a bunch of medicines. I've read so many different things. I've thought about it so much. I've thought about the anxiety. I've thought about the different things that are holding me back. Thought about things that I feel guilty about. I've ruminated about them. I've done group meetings. When is enough enough of that? When can I just go ahead and start just living as an imperfect person who's, yeah, working on it, but working in the sense that I'm just doing the best I can? When does that time come? What?
Are you hearing something?
I hear like a phone, but I don't think it's me. That is me. That is me. My bad. I'm sorry.
Sorry. You're on your phone right now?
No. I mean, yeah, I guess I am.
Is this happening?
No, it's not.
You're on your phone right now.
I mean, technically, I'm on the phone.
You're on your phone.
Yeah, I'm on the phone in that I don't want... I'm trying to get it to stop making these noises. And I don't want it to screw up your podcast. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
I am on the phone. Sorry about that. Who were you talking? Can we dial that person back in?
You can't dial them back in. That was an angel.
Actually, I'm getting a call. This might be them.
It's not, I promise.
Oh, man, that was great. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for this week. We'll come back next week with more Bigfoot, UFO, meditation, true crime, all that stuff. I promise it'll be funnier. I promise. Come back next time. See y'all.